For God to send you generational covenant destiny helpers, you must have hit your head on a place where you need generational helper. It was the force of problem that started the journey of help for Ruth. You know my popular story in Romans chapter 8, 28 to 31. I read it. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? To these things. If God be for us, who can be against us? What then shall we say to these things? What are those things? The challenges that are facing you right now. What shall we say to your generational disfiguration? Dysfunctioning, malfunctioning. How do we address it today? I congratulate you. If you have anything that is disturbing you that has to do with generational issue, congratulations. Because God is sending you generational destiny helpers. Look at the situation of this woman, these two women. Your problems have graduated to the point where you have actually sat down to write exam to say, these are my problems. And I want to congratulate you because God has finally remembered you. I said, God has remembered you. I don't care where you are coming from. I don't care who prophesied against you. I don't care who is manipulating your life. I don't care who is trying to stop you from moving forward. The news I have for you is that the God of Ruth is alive. And he's alive and he's alive and he's alive. And in this meeting, there shall be help. You shall access grace. You shall access mercy. You shall access favor. If you believe in thunder, amen. Problems are good. Problems are good depending on how you handle them. Problems are good depending on how they end in your life. And I can tell you, if you are on a destiny road, if you are a carrier of the seed of purpose, if you work out your way strategically in God, you will look back and thank God for the problems in your life. I could imagine that if we see Ruth today, because we will see her in heaven. When we meet her in heaven, we will say, you that came from Moab, barren, with no certificate, suddenly married the best in town. Suddenly found yourself in the genealogy of covenant. Hey! A woman is finding her way after today. I say you're finding your way. You're finding your way. God is about to put you, your lies are falling onto you in pleasant places. Yeah, you have a goodly heritage. A woman is about to find her way. Her way. Who told you that because you are 45, you will not marry a Boaz? Who told you that your story will end the way it started? As the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, your story will not end the way it started. Let me announce to somebody. Let me announce to somebody. When you write a book, there is introduction. There is chapter one. There is what is called conclusion. Conclusion is not exactly introduction. Conclusion puts all the things together and gives you the final shot. I am here to declare, your conclusion is about to come. Your conclusion is about to come. I am too energetic at the altar. I know there is something I carry. I am releasing you to your conclusion. I said today, your chapter one has ended. Your chapter two has ended.
Your chapter 3 has ended. Welcome to chapter 4 of Ruth. Welcome to chapter 4 of Ruth. Welcome to chapter 4 of Ruth.
Stop running away from problems. God has taught me that every problem that crosses my way, because I carry a seed of purpose, you watch and see the end. You watch and see the end. The Bible speaking about Jesus said, For the joy. And I like in James version, set, prepared. There is a place he saw that the others did not see. Satan didn't see it. Roman soldiers didn't see it. Nobody saw it, but he saw. And for the joy set before him, he endured. He just said, when they slapped him, he said, you don't understand. You are helping me. When they beat him, he said, you don't understand. You are making the journey shorter. When they accused him, he said, keep on accusing me. You don't understand. I am heading somewhere. On the third day, the stone could not hold him captive. The edge could not hold him captive. The Roman soldiers could not hold him captive. He arose. And he said to the devil, lift up your heads, all ye gates.
Hello, ladies. I'm excited to announce to you this morning that our long-awaited Gathering of Stars and Queens annual summit is finally here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The God of times and seasons, the God that keeps his covenant from generation to generation. He is set again to bring us into generational covenant blessings this year. Ladies, our annual summit is finally here. And our theme for this year is assessing and operating in generational covenant blessings. Somebody can assess generational covenant blessings. Somebody can also operate forever with it. And so this particular week, starting from Thursday this week, all the way to Sunday, God has packaged his children. God has brought his children together to minister to us. The meeting begins this Thursday from 4:30 to 7:30. On Thursday, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On Friday, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And by God's grace, we shall be providing lunch for everyone. On Sunday, it will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will be hosting Apostle Laquinla Hunter from the United States of America, a woman loaded with revelation, a woman graced with utterance, a woman endowed with audacity to minister the word of God. She is a general in the kingdom plus an entrepreneur in the marketplace. Please join us as you listen to Apostle Hunter release some of the deposits that God has placed on the inside of her in this meeting. We have Pastor Simon Mbevi. Pastor Simon Mbevi, he will be dealing with generational altars. Altars that cannot allow us to speak and to have our peace and our blessings in our time. Then when we deal with those altars, we will now erect generational covenant blessing altars. My goodness, I'm asking you, where do you really intend to be this week? Oh my God, don't give yourself a busybody syndrome this week and miss a generational visitation. We need to get rid of altars that are speaking against us and erect the one that will speak for us. So Pastor Mbevi will be handling it. I will complete what I promise you, I will complete on releasing destiny helpers for any blessing that lasts generationally in somebody's life. You require helpers. And I'm here to tell you, God is about to release helpers, even as I minister in that direction. All these meetings are free entry. We don't pay a dime. So why will you not be in this meeting when God has prepared before you a table? So join us. All the meetings will be taking place at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, RCCG, Solution Center, Mbagatiwe, Route number 16. If you're driving, we are directly opposite Amphosis Memorial Hospital. You cannot afford to miss it. Every evening, our buses will drop you off in town. So don't worry about transport. But on Saturday, our buses will pick you up from Kencom from 9 a.m. and after the meeting also drop you off after 5 p.m. I want you to know that God is set in this season to give you a lineage and a goodly heritage by laying down generational blessings for you. Please don't miss this opportunity. This is your friend and pastor, Dr. Pastor Esther Basike, saying to you, be wise. It is the week of God's visitation. Have a glorious day, and may the Lord bless you 1,000 times. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.